From Radio Deutsche Welle, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for half an hour of light classical music. Hello and welcome to Melody Time. I'm Paul Benderow. We'll begin today with music based on an old German fable, the tale of Dr. Faust's pact with the devil. The great poet Goethe adapted the story into a two-part work for the stage, Faust. This perhaps most famous work of German literature inspired the French composer Charles Gounod to compose an opera. From that opera, we'll hear the famous Faust Waltz, with Herbert von Karajan conducting the London Philharmonia Orchestra. Opening today's Melody Time, the waltz from the opera by Gounod, which in Germany is called Margarete, but is otherwise better known under its original title, Faust. For centuries, ordinary people, not to mention poets and composers, have been captivated by this ancient tale of a pact with the devil, in which a human trades his immortal soul to have all his earthly desires fulfilled. More than 175 years ago, Karl Maria von Weber chose the subject as the theme for his famous opera Der Freischütz, The Free Shooter. However, in contrast to so many other versions of this tale, Weber opted for a happy ending. Der Freischütz was arguably the first truly German opera. Based on old Germanic sagas, it was set deep in the German woods, the dialogue was in German, and the music was so attractive that many of the numbers actually became German folk songs. One example is the Hunter's Chorus, which we'll hear next with the chorus and orchestra of the German Opera Berlin, conducted by Wilhelm Schuchter.
Ist köstlich der Freude, ist männlich der Glauben,
The Hunter's Chorus from Carl Maria von Weber's opera Der Freischütz. According to the ancient legend, the devil's charmed bullets promised sure aim to any marksman who used them. Unfortunately, the Prince of Darkness didn't guarantee this would work all the time. Now, at a huge general meeting of German marksmen in Vienna in July 1868, probably none of the hunters who came had faith in charmed bullets, but they did indeed run into them, if only in musical form. For following the big competition for trophies, the marksmen had a huge celebration, the highlight of which was the gala ball in the Prater in Vienna, where Johann Strauss the Younger scored a big hit with his fiery polka, Freikugeln, Charmed Bullets. Spirited rendition of Johann Strauss the Younger's polka Freikugeln, with Klaus Arp conducting the Southwest German Radio Orchestra. Melody Time continues with a piece inspired by the travels of the romantic composer Felix Mendelssohn. The young musician, with a stellar reputation, cosmopolitan demeanor, and a generous bank account, set out in his early 20s on travels through half of Europe. He was particularly partial to England, Scotland, Switzerland, and Italy. During his two-year-long grand tour, Mendelssohn kept a diary in words, drawings, and even music. Inspired by landscapes, people, and customs, he composed orchestral works which have become a permanent part of the modern international concert repertoire. One of the most popular is his Symphony No. 4 in A major, the Italian Symphony, from which we'll hear the first movement. Klaus Tennstedt conducts the Berlin Philharmonic. Thank you. The first movement of Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony, performed on Melody Time by the Berlin Philharmonic, with Klaus Tennstedt conducting. Mendelssohn's contemporaries and succeeding generations have always been somewhat surprised at the fact that this prolific composer wrote only very little for the stage. His domain was absolute music, which can stir emotions and unleash fantasy without benefit of scenery or stage sets. That's quite a contrast to our next composer and his music. For next, on Melody Time, we'll hear a sample of Franz Lehár's masterpiece, The Merry Widow, an operetta which would be unthinkable without sumptuous set decorations and a comedic storyline. When The Merry Widow premiered in Vienna over 90 years ago, its composer skyrocketed to fame overnight. And even today, it's one of the most popular works in theatres the world over. Here's the late Slovakian soprano Lucia Pop with the Ambrosian Opera Chorus and Orchestra of the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields under the baton of Sir Neville Mariner with the Vilja Song from Act Two of The Merry Widow.
Thank you.
the Velia song from Leha's operetta The Merry Widow, and the voice of Lucia Pop. And with that, there's time for one parting number on Melody Time, quite literally in this case, because Philipp Farbach the Elder, a friend and colleague of Johann Strauss the Elder, composed it as a last dance for his popular Jokusbälle, or Joker's Ball, for the carnival season. So here's this classic last dance favourite by Philipp Farbach, the Komische Zapfenstreich, the Comic Retreat. Philipp Farbach's Komische Zapfenstreich, rounding off this edition of Melody Time. I'm Paul Benderow, and along with producer Rick Falker and studio engineer Ingrid Schober, I'd like to thank you for joining us. Melody Time is a presentation of Radio Deutsche Welle, Cologne.